WNYC Studios is supported by Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, where hundreds of researchers make new discoveries inspired by the work of previous Dana-Farber scientists. Learn more about their momentum at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Andrea Bernstein in for Brian Lehrer. Does the weak dollar and high gas prices have you worried about what to do and where to go this summer? Well, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade and drink it on the fake staycation island you made in your backyard. Wall Street Journal reporter Mary Pilon talked to folks recently about how they recreated exotic staycations in their own homes. And Karen Ash has been meticulously planning her staycation. She'll be visiting Japan without ever leaving New York City. Mary Pilon and Karen Ash, welcome to WNYC.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Good morning. Ohayo gozaimasu, everybody.
Let me throw out the listener line, 646-778-3729, 646-SPUD-RAY. Let me know if you are contemplating a staycation in New York City or in the region this summer. Where are you going and to what country without getting on a plane or taking your passport? Karen, I understand you're traveling to Japan, and you can't see, but I'm putting my fingers in quotes. Tell us about that.
So I studied Japanese all through college and have always been fascinated by the language and the culture, and last year decided that this year I was going to make my big trip to Japan. It was my lifelong dream. And then sort of the dollar to yen rate over the past 9 months just kind of plummeted. Airline fares skyrocketed, and it became, in about March or April, it became pretty clear that I wasn't going to make it to Japan this year. And I was a little sad about that, but as I sat down and thought about it, there are a ton of Japan things to do here in New York City, and I thought, I can't go to Japan, I'll bring Japan to me. And so that's kind of how I started planning my trip to Japan.
Where are you going?
I am going to, there's a great Japanese supermarket actually in New Jersey called Mitsuwa, and it's just this big emporium of Japanese things, so I'm going there. I plan to hit the Japanese gardens at the Brooklyn Botanic Garden. The Japan Society's got some great exhibits, but I'm really looking forward to just kind of walking into Japanese stores around St. Mark's or in Midtown, and lots of Japanese restaurants and tea shops are on my itinerary as well. So looking forward to seeing what's out there and getting a little taste of Japan here in New York City.
Now, Mary, and I believe it's Pilon, is that right?
Mary Pilon.
Sorry for my mispronunciation of
no
the
problem.
Wall Street Journal. You have been speaking to lots of people about their staycations. What are some of the most interesting stories?
Everybody across the country is doing all sorts of creative things, like Karen is. I talked to a family in Oakland who he's a father with two young boys, one-year-old and a three-year-old, I believe, and he pitched a tent in the living room. They didn't really have a yard, and the family trip to Hawaii this year just wasn't going to happen, so he pitched a tent. They made s'mores and hot dogs, and his kids loved it. They just loved it. Another woman I spoke to in Idaho, she had to cut her trip to California short because of budget concerns. So she's making a water and light show in her yard for her kids, and they're really looking into the hiking opportunities around Idaho and all the outdoor stuff that they've lived next to, but they've never really gotten a chance to explore. And they're inviting their neighbors over a lot and getting to know people that, again, they've been around for years, but haven't really discovered. There's a woman named Dana Pomeroy in Arizona who throws bikini parties for people in their living rooms because she found that with gas prices, a lot of consumers aren't driving to her store as much, so why not bring the suits to them? And it's bathing suit shopping is such an awful experience for most women anyway. Why not do it in the comfort of your home with some friends, some Lay's, some margaritas, a festive theme. So,
but to what extent is that really a vacation, or is it just a sort of clever marketing idea?
Well, the thing that's interesting about it is a lot of the people I spoke to who do it are doing it in lieu of the girls' weekend out or the trip to the beach. So they want to get kind of the summer spirit. but they're not necessarily able to fly across the country or go to, and she's based in Arizona, so they're pretty far from the ocean.
Now, how many people are there who do things like Karen, which is sort of stay in their locality but find foreign businesses, museums, restaurants to sort of satisfy that craving for the other?
I think there are a lot of people doing it. Even just here in my office, I've been talking to people about how they're spending their time off. And increasingly, you know, if you have a week off, it used to be you'd be gone that whole week. And I'm hearing a lot more about people, you know, taking 3 or 4 days off and then staying home the other 3 or 4 days. I've had a lot of readers write in about hotel fares and how expensive that is on top of airlines and the exchange rate if you're looking to go abroad. So I think there's all sorts of factors that are, you know, pushing people to discover their own surroundings a little more.
My guests are Mary Pilon of the Wall Street Journal and Karen Ash, who's taking a staycation in New York City. Andrea Bernstein in for Brian Lehrer. One of my favorite staycations is Brighton Beach, where you can go to the beach and eat Russian food. If you go into a store, people will speak to you in Russian.
Of course.
You can get some Russian takeout to take home with you. And I guess you could even repeat that Black Sea experience of having people sunbathe in their underwear. The boardwalk around evening time is an interesting sort of European-style promenade. 646-778-3729 is the phone number, 646-778-3729. Give us a call. Tell us if you have planned a staycation in the New York City area. Where are your favorite places to go? We'd like to know. Mary Pilon, what effect is all of this going to have on the tourism industry?
Well, it's interesting because you notice that, we don't notice this as much in New York City, but big retail, Target and Walmart, they're really pushing barbecues, kiddie pools, you know, things that you would normally have. But kind of the thrust of my story is that's not cutting it for people. I mean, people are getting really creative, especially people with kids. It's not enough. You can't have a barbecue all summer long necessarily. There isn't sometimes a substitute for travel. So why not reinvent things and create your own itinerary?
Sunset Park, by the way, is another favorite of mine for a staycation. If you haven't been there recently, lots of really great Mexican food to go to, lots of Spanish spoken. And Sunset Park itself, big pool, views of Manhattan, and it's a D-train ride away. Now, is there something to be said, Mary Pilon, for taking a break, for actually sort of leaving your environment, and what is lost by not doing that?
You have a lot of money by not leaving. For instance, if you're not paying for airfare and hotel, you can be a little more decadent at home than you might be if you were abroad, if you were in Europe and the euro was, you know, really hitting your wallet. I think, you know, it's just maybe not the summer for that big trip. I don't know if I'd be, I mean, I love to travel personally, and I swapped a trip to Spain this year for a trip to Latin America because I was so concerned about the euro.
And did that work out for you?
I loved it. I had a fantastic time. I got to practice my Spanish, and I got to spend 2 weeks in Latin America as opposed to maybe a long weekend or a week in Spain. And I got to see things that I probably wouldn't ordinarily have thought to look at. So, you know, is that to say I'm never going to go to Spain again? You know, who knows? But I do know that, you know, for the time being, I had a good time. So,
Karen, are you taking anybody along with you on your staycation to Japan?
I've been, now that the word has gotten out, I have been asked by people, sort of, I know you're on vacation, but can I come to this restaurant with you? And I said, well, only if you pretend you met me backpacking along the way or something like that. So I'm trying to keep it sort of a solo affair, but I may have to, I've heard good stuff about a lot of restaurants, so I may have to invite a few friends who are visiting.
Are you speaking Japanese in these shops that you're going to?
I most certainly am going to try. I've really been stepping up my my Japanese practice. I study about once or twice a week at ABC Language Exchange here in New York City. So I've been that's kind of the thing I'm most nervous about. It's fine talking with my teacher, but talking to a sort of surly shop owner or fresh-faced waitress, I'm a little bit more nervous about. But I'm certainly going to try.
We just have a comment from our website. It says, I want to recommend the Urasenke Chanoyu Tea House in Manhattan for your staycation. It's at 153 East 69th Street. And here's another one. It said, I just came from East 9th and East 10th Street. Seems the Japanese have bought up just about the entire area and own everything, including residences. It says there are too many sushi bars, but they're there if you want them. What about that in the East Village? I mean, it has become an increasingly Japanese, where they're not only Japanese businesses, but Japanese customers. How much time are you going to be spending there, and what is that about the East Village?
I'm actually going to be spending quite a bit of time there, and thank you both for those great recommendations. There are definitely both places I've considered and am definitely looking forward to looking at. I would say that the East Village, I spend a lot of time there, sort of that St. Mark's area. It's just sort of an up-and-coming. There's a lot of the reader recommended, said there were too many sushi places, and actually I agree, and one of my big things is that I'm trying not to do any sushi during the staycation, because there's just so much more. That's the first thing people think of when they think of Japanese cuisine, and there's just so much more out there. There's ramen and yaki.
So where are you going for ramen?
There are a bunch of different ramen places I'm going. One of my favorites is Menchanko Tei, which is in Midtown, and they do a really delicious ramen. But I'm kind of familiar with them, so I'm trying to hit some places in St. Mark's as well, just going, trying to read the Japanese menu, seeing if they'll give me the Japanese-only menu, and just going where it tickles my fancy. So that's another thing I'm looking forward to. So, yes, I have this itinerary all planned out, but
Let's take another call from Tarina. Tarina, hi. You're in Livingston, New Jersey. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, how are you?
You're on staycation right now, I understand?
Well, I am, sort of.
Permanent staycation?
We have three kids, and we did the tent in the backyard thing over this, you know, the weekend, instead of, like, going away. But what I actually want to tell you is about I did this stay vacation over New Year's. I went to a hotel near, when you have kids, staying at home to do anything is not vacation. So we wanted an actual change of locale where somebody would serve me a little bit. So we went to a hotel that caters to businesses. It's completely empty over New Year's, and they had an indoor pool. We put on our bathing suits. We drank, you know, exotic drinks that, you know, the kids got, you know, little umbrellas in their cranberry juice, and, you know, we pretended we were in the Bahamas.
And how did it work?
It was great. The kids are like, when are we going back?
Yes.
And, you know, it's a Holiday Inn. You know, it wasn't like a fancy place. It was just...
I do have to say that kids seem to, no matter where you go, kids do seem to like hotel rooms the best anyway.
Right.
So seems to be one of the favorite activities is staying in the hotel and watching television. Mary Pallon, we're about to wrap up this segment, but I'm wondering if you have any final thoughts or advice for people planning a staycation.
Well, definitely creativity, I think, is the number one ingredient, and flexibility, just like if you're traveling normally. A lot of people have also told me that you should look for hotel discounts in your area, and not necessarily the big hotels, but B&Bs, because, you know, everyone's kind of hurting in the industry, so it might be a good chance to pounce on a good deal.
Karen, Ash, how long is your staycation going to last?
My staycation's going to last about 4 or 5 days next week. I think I need some time to detox and just chill out at home.
Get over the leg.
Exactly.
All right. Thanks very much. Mary Pallon is a reporter for The Wall Street Journal. And Karen Ash is about to go on a staycation to Japan right here in New York City. Thanks to you both, and thanks to everyone who called. By the way, July is photo month here at The Brian Lehrer Show. Each week we'll introduce a new photo challenge, then bring some of our listener photographers on the air. We're going to wait until Brian is back on Monday to discuss all the great pictures we got for our Change for the Better, Change for the Worse project. But there's a link at our site now where you can see all the submissions. Check them out at WNYC.org. Click on The Brian Lehrer Show and tune in Monday to hear some of the stories. I'm Andrea Bernstein, in for Brian Lehrer.